chase the panther flag to glory. We are the famous blue and white.
That's right, Murph. That is the sound of the South Adelaide Panthers song. Also, the Navy Blues of Carlton. A man who loves the Navy Blues and was doing great things at the Panthers until he got injured. Matty Rose, the skipper of South. Great to have you on the show, mate. How are you going?
Good, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on.
No problem. Matty, first of all, can I ask you about your last name? With a last name like Rose, surely you must have been a bit of a hit with the ladies, am I right?
Well, shows like The Bachelor did make it sort of handy to have that last name. Yeah, I suppose it's good. It's a bit of a girly name when you're growing up, so kids can get stuck into you, but yeah, I suppose it's better than having a boring name.
Absolutely.
And I mentioned before, the Carlton Blues are flying at the moment, mate. So you'd be pretty happy having the same song. Is that one of the reasons why you moved across to South Adelaide?
Yeah, we'll say it was, so that way it was easy to know the words. But you didn't hear it. We didn't hear it too much from the Carlton boys for a few years, so it's good to finally have them singing it at least a little bit. That's so they're
good.
Going all right.
That's a good point. Do you still live around Port Adelaide Way?
Yeah, I'm in Woodville.
So now, my maths is not great, but that'd have to be, what, 45-minute drive to training every night, or give or take?
I work in Glenelg, so
okay, it's a bit closer.
Sort of halfway on the way, I guess, and I normally get home in about 35 minutes because there's a bit less traffic after training, so it's not too bad. I mean, I guess if in terms of Adelaide, it is a fair way, but I think some people who live in Victoria and New South Wales are travelling a lot further than that just to get to work every day. So.
Yeah, good point.
Exactly.
There must be some advantages and some disadvantages, I suppose, when it comes to the whole co-captain things. What is your thoughts on it, Matty?
Crossy and myself have a really good relationship, so it's nice just to bounce ideas off each other. I suppose you don't have to always be feeling like the whole load's on your shoulders. So I think we really work well together in terms of just, dealing with issues if there are any, but also leading. We can look to each other. We don't have to rely on one of us having a great game. The other one can step up. And also if we need to have a general discussion. And it's our whole leadership group, really. I mean, even those teams that only have one captain, I'm sure they'd say that it's more of a group collective and you really want your whole team as leaders. But I definitely enjoy having Joel too, and we get along really well, which makes it an easy job to do.
Yeah, it would. And what about just the little things like who tosses the coin or who does rock, paper, scissors, it turns out last weekend, or who holds up the trophy if you win, or who makes the speeches, just little things like that. How do you work that out?
Yeah, so we pretty well swap. But I only played round one this year, so
true.
There hasn't been so much of an issue this year. I guess I've tried to be the off-field leader and he's the on-field leader, so that's worked all right. But last year we'd swap each week, so one would do the toss and the other one would do the chat before the game.
Gotcha.
It just worked pretty well.
Yeah, right.
And we spoke last week to Luke Harbs from Central Districts, and we were his good luck charm because Central's had a win, so hopefully it'll be the same with you again this week, mate. How do you guys a prime teacher and... do the students give you a bit of a hard time down there, Matty, or they're pretty good to you?
They're pretty good. I'm at Glenelg Primary, so right next to the footy club. So they're it's good on the weekend after we gave them a bit of a touch-up and you see some of the kids at the games. Again, it's worse if it's the other way around. They make sure they give it back. But no, it's definitely good to have a bit of a relationship and some banter with the kids and the families as well, I suppose outside of the schooling as well.
The season so far, you'd be pretty happy, I would have thought. Where are we going wrong and what can we do better? But overall, a pretty good season, I would have thought, so far for 2020.
Yeah, a lot of positives. We've had a few injuries, which I'm sure a few clubs have, but we probably had, I'm not sure the exact number of debutants, but we've got a lot of young kids who have played, some that have played every game, others who have played a few and have showed a lot. And we're 5-4, but the games we lost, I mean, I think our biggest margin was about 20 points. And even in that game, we really lose some chances and scoring opportunities. So in every game, we've been right in it. It's just probably some of our own errors or some of our own finishing off that's hurt us. So some really promising signs. We know that if we can put it all together like we did on the weekend, which was a pretty complete performance, we can be really good. But then if we give other teams a chance and miss our opportunities, we can be a bit back with the pack. So some really encouraging signs. It's been good to watch, even though I'd rather be out there. But yeah, really happy with how it's all going and the development of a lot of the players.
And how is your injury recovery coming along, mate? Of course, for the listeners out there, you ruptured your bicep and dislocated your shoulder. Pretty nasty injury. What actually happened, mate?
Yeah, so I don't exactly know how I actually did the bicep. It was in the internal trial that I did the bicep and noticed it during the week that I could pretty much move my tendon around and could see there was a big hole in my bicep, but it wasn't that painful. It was a little bit sore. And then played round one and then dislocated my shoulder, and that's when I realised it was a bit more of an issue. So Had to get the bicep reattached, so the tendon pulled back down, and so that happened after round one. And it's slowly getting there, probably not as fast as I'd like, but still hopeful I can get back. So just getting stuck into my rehab, and I'm back running and stuff now, so it's nice to be out on the track at least with the boys and feel like you're a part of it. And I'm still just doing as much as I can, I guess, as an off-field leader. As much as I'd love to be out there, just doing what I can.
Obviously, every home ground is an advantage to the home team, Matt, but would you agree that Noarlunga probably has the best advantage of all for its home team, you guys, in that it's windy at times, it's just so unique in many ways, and obviously training there during the week has got to help you on the weekend?
Yeah, since I got here, especially the last few years, we have tried to treat it as, I guess, a bit of like a fortress and make it hard for teams to come down here. And I think every year we've had a pretty good success rate. I think there was one year where we didn't lose any games down here and won 10 of them. So definitely, I suppose for a lot of the clubs, it is probably the furthest trip they do. So it's nice to make them feel like they're going a bit out of their way and not look forward to coming out here. And for us, yeah, I suppose those windy days, we do have some windy nights. I guess that little bit of practice does help on game day.
And Matty, being one of the prime midfielders in the competition, you've played state footy as well, which is wonderful. Talk to us through your toughest opponents. Who you really find hard matching up against in the sand for, whether it be past or present players.
So I'm not the fittest of blokes. So anyone that can run a lot, so you're Zane Kirkwoods and that, and he was an ex-teammate as well, but he'll just work you over all day long. And then Stephen Summerin, who was another ex-teammate, he was just really smart. So if you gave him a few seconds, he'd be away from you and getting his hands on the ball. So players like that, but there's a lot of quality players in the SANFL. I mean, even Crossy and Lids before I came over here were really tough to play on. And I mean, I could name a lot of them, but yeah, those ones who are really smart but also really fit are the ones you need to stay on all day.
Mate, we're about to get you to dish the dirt, as we call it, on some of your teammates. Before we do that, I have to ask about Sam Overall. He fascinates me. He's a shy guy, not. Loves to chat with the crowd too, doesn't he, old Sam?
Yeah, I suppose he's your typical sort of country,
yes,
American type fella. He's good. He can give it a bit, but he can also cop it. So he can talk the talk, but he usually walks the walk. And he's one of those guys that you love having in the team because he won't take a backward step. Yeah. But yeah, he's a bit of fun.
All right, it's time to dish the dirt on some of your teammates and also your coach as well, Jared Wright, Matty. And we're starting with the funniest teammate at the club and why.
Alex Colotto is very funny. Just with he can pretty well impersonate anyone. so if you get a couple of beers into him, he's very good value.
Right, we might get him on another time, I think. Sounds good. Three words to describe Buffer, your coach, Jared Wright.
Committed, aging, and
you'll love that.
What would be the third one?
I think quit while you're behind, Matt. Well, my opinion.
He's very, we'll say, approachable. He's very approachable and I suppose can communicate with the players because he's similar to our age group, so the relationships are very strong.
Fair enough.
Now, I've heard in the past that you don't mind, your bicep curls before a photo shoot, Matty, and don't mind getting the guns out, which is certainly something I don't mind doing as well. So good on you for that.
And the push-ups.
That's right. Yeah. who's a bloke at the club that loves the mirror the most other than yourself?
Anthony Beamans is a pretty solid-looking fella. He's often in the gym. But yeah, Malcolm Carpenter's another one you see in there a fair bit. But I can't do much of him at the moment, so... His arm's rotting away, so there's not too many bicep curls happening at the minute.
What about the teammate who's most likely to watch a bit of reality TV?
That would have to be one of the young boys, probably like a Hayden Sampson or Amon Wilkinson. He'd love those sort of Bachelor-type shows, I reckon.
Yeah, right.
and finally, the biggest nerd at the club, Matty?
Crossy's a bit of a nerd.
Yeah. Fair enough. But before you go, can we just quickly get your thoughts on the games this weekend? West Adelaide host Sturt this Friday night at Hisense. Of course, they'll be all fired up after their loss last weekend to Centrals.
Yeah, I think Sturt would probably be too good, but Westies, especially on a night game, are tough to beat, so wouldn't be surprised if they got up.
Yeah, they pushed North the other week. They only obviously lost that one very narrowly. And Norwood hosting the ladder-leading Eagles, who have won 7 in a row, absolutely flying on Friday night at Cooper Stadium. Obviously, Norwood have shown a bit this year, but how do you think this one's going to go, Matty?
Yeah, so Eagles are flying since we played them in round one. But Norwood, again, I think that's their first night, or probably the second night game they've had, and they'll be looking for a response. So I wouldn't be surprised, but I'll tip Eagles in their form.
Big game on Sunday at Prospect Oval. The Roosters take on Glenelg.
Yeah, that's another tough one. Oh, because it's that prospect, I'll go with North, but I reckon Glenelg will respond again as well.
And finally, you guys hosting Central's. Murph just spoke before about how hard it is to win down in Noarlunga, but Central's be up and about after their first win of the year and their first win in a very long time, over a year now. How are you going to knock off the Dogs?
Yeah, once a team gets momentum, and they'll definitely be feeling confident after that first win. So I think we can just get them a bit with some of our speed, hopefully. That's why we do love playing at South, because with a bigger deck, I mean, Central's is very big as well, but we like to get teams on the outside a bit. So I think if we can just, they're a young team, so if we can just, I suppose, be a bit stronger around the 50-50 contest, we should give a good chance. But we don't want to give them a sniff, because we know once they get their tails up, they can be a very competitive team as well.
Matt, pleasure talking to you, mate. All the best with that injury, and all the best to the Panthers. It's been a long drought down there at Noarlunga. Let's hope things change for the better by the end of this year.
Yeah, that's the plan. Thanks very much, guys.